And what's great about Open for Business, it's the opportunity for you to know about yet another great locally owned and operated business. And in this particular case, we're talking with Ryan Westfall from Max. Now, it's Max Energy. Did I get that right?
Max Energy Solar Cleaning.
Max Energy Solar Cleaning. There are a lot of people have roof solar. A lot of people have backyard solar. A lot of that going on here. I don't think most people realize that, the cleaning of a cell, it's kind of a big thing, right?
It is. Yeah. What we find, especially in this area, is you get a lot of pollen in the spring. You get a lot of ash from the wildfires throughout the summer that just settle on that and block the effectiveness of the transfer for energy.
How did you get into the business in the first place, or how did you see the need? I'm just curious how that worked.
Yeah, well, by trade, I'm a financial advisor. I've been doing that for about 20 years. But on our anniversary trip, my wife and I were jumping waves over in Maui, looked up, and I saw just great big Hawaiian dude with his earphones on and scrubbing solar panels. And I thought, I wonder if anybody's doing that back home with the big push with all the tax incentives for solar install. And came home, nobody was doing that, and decided, let's do that. We'll fire it up.
Okay. All right. So much for the dealing with the stocks and the financial planning. I'm going to do my own stuff, right?
There's some calculations in there, figuring out what the efficiency levels are and those types of things for consumers that have solar panels on their systems. And I grew up in the roofing industry. Stephen Westfall is my brother.
Uh-huh. And So, yeah. All right. So it's sort of like, he's on a roof, you're on a panel on the roof. So there's some simpatico there.
There
right?
is. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What is it? And I've often wondered about this because with big commercial style solar deals, I would imagine that if those things get dirty or if there's something going on, the efficiency drops dramatically. And I'm just wondering, if you can tell us what's the difference? What happens between when it's dirty, when it's clean? How bad can it get sometimes? How bad in fire season it could get really bad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Smoke, right?
So we've done some local testing just on our own through apps and run efficiency testing, and we have seen improvements up to 50% on back-to-back days, same temperatures, same conditions, up to 50%. Efficiency.
50% more power coming out
absolutely.
Of it than what you were dealing with.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
It's huge. And the big thing is that people don't realize is that all summer long, you're collecting power. And if you're not using it, you're stacking that for credits in the winter months. And so people get into solar.
I didn't think about that. I don't have roof solar yet. I keep getting hit. Is that still a big deal? Can you still get?
You still can. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because normally when there's the young kid with a clipboard standing outside the door, okay, I know what you want to talk about. You've been coming back here 40 times over the last year. Yeah. But still, this is about making sure that you get all of your energy credits too, even if you are not using the power that you're generating, right?
That's correct.
It behooves you then to keep your solar cells clean. In your experience, about how often do you need like a regular schedule, or do you deal with people and they call you when they need it? Tell us about the service that you provide at Max Energy Solar Cleaning. Yeah. Then, okay?
So we provide for the residential customers. Typically, we clean once a year. Mm-hmm. It's just an annual schedule. We'll come out, we'll set it up. Whatever month we're setting you up, we will talk to you next year at the same time, and we'll do the cleaning. And that typically does the job. We do have some clients that are on a quarterly basis, especially our commercial locations. Commercial locations, they're running large systems. They're relying on that power to get back to their unit. So we're definitely on a quarterly basis with most of them.
How do you actually clean one? Because you were talking about a guy on the roof with a broom. I would imagine it probably takes more than just spraying it with water. I could be wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. So we do use only water, but we use deionized reverse osmosis water. So we take all the particulate matter out of it.
Yeah, so you're not putting any more gray stuff on the...
Bingo. Yeah, absolutely. And then we have solar-specific brushes. And right now, we manually scrub them. There are rotary brushes and those types of things that are available out there. We just haven't gone into that. Robots for large commercial operations that just, roll on the panels themselves and clean
just
them.
Just rolling and brushing, huh?
Yeah, but it's all water, so it's eco-friendly. We're not putting soap on them. We're not doing anything like that to ruin the environment.
You don't have to worry about it killing the birds or anything else?
No, sir.
Underneath that?
No, some of the things, speaking of birds, is they will get under a nest underneath them, or they'll perch on top of them, and, they make a mess. So we also do bird-proofing and pest-proofing for the panel systems to make sure nothing's getting underneath and messing with the wires or creating a toxic environment with all the stuff they leave behind.
Yeah, well, bird stuff, not good.
No,
and
sir.
Bird stuff on the, it's bad enough to have bird stuff on your car, right? But bird stuff on your solar cell, pretty bad idea.
That's correct.
All right. Very good here. So where can people go to find out more about this? And do you have like sort of, you know, different tiers of service plans? How do you price that out for someone? Do you have to get an estimate first? Or
yeah,
what do you do? It's always, you know, one person has just a panel or two and other people may have everything covered. I don't know.
Right. You're absolutely correct. And we do free estimates. So if someone's interested in talking about that service, we're happy to sit down with them, go out to the location, look at what that job would entail, and give them a catered specific plan. And our website is maxenergysc.com. Mm-hmm. So Max Energy Solar Cleaning, but just SC. Our phone number is 541-646-7776 for calling in. So those are our two options.
And I'll put this up on my blog today, folks, you know, just so you can look this up. Now, you're going to be at the expo this weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, home show. What's going to be going on there?
Yeah, so we have a booth so we can just talk with people, interact, and just, you know, give them the information about why we clean, what the importance is of that, so that, you know, they can just see us in person, meet and talk in a non-pressured environment. We're not knocking at your door.
Yeah, with the clipboard, right?
Yes, sir.
That, you know, that kind of thing. Hey, Ryan, I'm just kind of curious. Do you have people that call you up not realizing or thinking that they have bad cells and not realizing that they're just dirty? I'm just wondering if people, you know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is one of the ways we get. The other thing is we work with installers. Uh-huh. And when they call their installers and say, our production is down, we think we have something wrong with our system, they will look and see if the system's good. And if the system's good, they say, well, you might just have something impeding your energy production. Call Ryan at Max Energy.
Yeah. Do the solar cell computers or the inverters and all the other controllers that are there, do they tell you that there's a problem, or do you have to actually look at it visually to determine that?
There are apps and there are ways that people can go and actually check them. And so they, if the homeowner or business owner goes in and actually utilizes the app, they can see what their production is, where it started at. There is some loss year over year, but it should be only about a half a percentage point per year.
Yeah, just the aging of a cell.
Just the aging.
We'll have a little, and that's like anything like that.
Absolutely.
Know? Everything gets a little more inefficient over time. What is the, on the newest cells right now, how much life are you getting out of those these days?
Well, I don't know. A lot of the companies are warranting them out to 20 years, but
If you're warranting them out to 20, chances are you can get more than that then. If they're going to guarantee it for 20.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. So, very good.
And that's the thing. We want to have, you know, maximum efficiency for the maximum lifespan of the panels. That's what we're trying to get out.
Okay.
Of.
So what you do, you get in touch with Ryan. You can call him at 541-646-7776. And it's Max Energy SC, right?
Correct.
Max
yes.
Energy SC. .com. And you're going to be actually giving away some packages this weekend. Tell me a little bit about that when you're at the show.
Okay, well, let's start off with from this spot, we're going to give one free cleaning, solar panel cleaning. We also do gutter cleaning, some rooftop maintenance. So we're going to give away one
free. Oh, you do
free.
The gutter cleaning.
Yes,
I love
sir.
You guys already.
All right,
okay.
So we're going to give away to your listeners. We have a radio button on our website already set up for you guys that we're going to give any listener that calls in and puts in. I heard on KMED mm-hmm. that we're going to offer one free cleaning on there. And then through the home show, we'll do one free cleaning giveaway per day. Now, this is residential. Mm-hmm. It's solar cleaning or gutter cleaning. Not the other services.
Yeah, you're offering. Not going to clean the Facebook data farm, right?
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah, okay. For free.
Yeah, no, sir. But that's where you can enter.
So enter on the website right now.
Yes, sir.
Is what you're saying. Okay, so go to maxenergysc.com, click on the radio button, and then say, hey, you heard about this on KMED, and then you are in for a free residential cleaning.
Yes,
very
sir.
Cool. And so you don't have to do the cleaning. You do the cleaning instead.
And, well, my kids do the cleaning, but yes.
Oh, your kids do the cleaning.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a family business. So I have three sons that do the cleaning. My daughter helps me in the back office doing the paperwork and invoicing. So it's a family business. We're just growing up. Even my 10 and my 12-year-old come with me to talk to people, and they have their little Max Energy shirts that fit
that's
them,
cool.
too. So it's a family business.
Okay, now do you enjoy this now? Because you saw this with them cleaning cells in Hawaii, and you got the idea. Are you more relaxed now? Is it one of those things where you sleep better at night? Because sometimes being a financial planner, is that what you said you
yes,
were
sir.
Doing? Yeah, being a financial planner, that can be kind of a stress thing.
Yeah, it is.
Stressing these days. Huh?
It can be. If you take long-term plans, that's good. But I do like the workout part of it. Although my kids will say he doesn't do much work anymore. So I started doing a lot of the work right out of the gate, but they're doing it all now.
Yeah, see, he's the head of the business, and then you have the younger guys that are doing more of the working out. But hey,
yes, sir.
It's the natural order of things.
It should be, yeah.
All right. Hey, Ryan, great getting a chance to meet you. And we'll send people, once again, go to Max Energy, M-A-X, Energy, S-C, .com, and click the radio button, get your name and number, and just make sure and let you know that you heard about it here on KMED, and we'll get you in for that, okay?
That'll do it. Thank you, Bill.
Good talking with you. Open for business.